Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Faith That Functions with Pastor Gordon Naumann.
Welcome. Today we're going to look at Luke chapter 11 verses 1 to 13. This is the gospel lesson for the 10th Sunday after Pentecost. From the English Standard Version, our text reads, "One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, 'Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples.' He said to them, 'When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.' Then Jesus said to them, 'Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him. And suppose the one inside answers, Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" How has your prayer life been recently? Have you been storming the gates of heaven with your requests? Have you worn out the knees in your jeans talking to God? Or has your prayer life been disappointing or non-existent? Perhaps you've caught yourself wondering why anyone should bother praying in the first place. Again, the question is, how persistent has your prayer life been? Has it been as insistent as the ringing of a telephone? It's interesting how some people give advice on how long one should let a telephone ring, isn't it? And if someone hangs up after 3 or 4 rings, that's supposed to tell us that the call wasn't that important. Are you tempted to think that God has a similar routine? Is how often or how long we pray a deciding factor in whether or not God answers a prayer? If it works for telephone calls, why not for prayers? But to not pray at all is an entirely different matter. In today's gospel, the Lord Jesus not only teaches a prayer God loves to hear, but he also encourages a persistent and expectant prayer life in his disciples and believers today. Not because of who we are or what we bring to the table, for that is nothing, but because he gives us the perfect prayer and because God loves to give good gifts. Keep praying, because Jesus has taught us that your Heavenly Father loves to answer his precious children. The first reason Christians ought to pray and are people of prayer is simple. Jesus teaches us to pray, and is an example himself of how to pray. He gives us his word that this is to be a part of the Christian life. It was by observing Jesus that the first disciples noticed the importance of having a prayer-filled life. And so what they observed prompted a request, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." The perfect, holy life of God's own Son included regular prayer. Luke records more of them than any of the other gospel writers. In these first 10 chapters alone, Luke records 6 instances. Jesus prayed at his baptism, chapter 3, verse 21, in lonely places, chapter 5, verse 16, before choosing the 12 disciples, chapter 6, verse 12, and before and at the Transfiguration, chapter 9, verse 18 and 29. He is the dear Son talking to his Father. By his example, then, Jesus taught his followers to pray. His practice of prayer modeled the breath of a spiritual life that was perfect in every way. He called on his Heavenly Father as a dear child speaks to a loving father about everything. Jesus taught us to pray, and his everyday practice of prayer as the perfect Son of God was what confirmed this prayer-filled life for us. But Jesus also taught us to pray by his words. When the disciples came to Jesus with this request, "Lord, teach us to pray," he immediately answered this prayer by teaching them the very words with which to say. He gave the prayer we repeat every Sunday, the Lord's Prayer, a prayer you and I are invited to pray often and every day. You can be sure this prayer pleases God and covers everything needed in a prayer. Jesus himself gave it and spoke it for you to pray. The very Savior who suffered on the cross for you shed his blood to blot out your sins and rose again from the grave to lead the way for you into heaven. This Son of God gave you this prayer to pray. The very words you speak then are his words, words that say it perfectly, asking that God's name be hallowed, that his kingdom come, that his will be done, that daily bread be given, forgiveness be received and be given to others, temptations and evil kept away. These are words given to pray in faith, to pray often, for the good of all people, blessings of body and soul. None of these petitions is just for me or my own. The prayer starts out in the plural, our Father. It's not just my most perfect prayer, it's ours. Evidently, Jesus knew how poor our own prayers would be at times, how forgetful we can be, sluggish, or how we would let our discipleship become cold, how sporadic and weak our prayer life would be at best. We try to serve him with our finest intentions sometimes, but that's all they end up being, intentions. Because the pressures of this world and heat of everyday life become too much, and prayer sometimes ceases altogether. Not only that, but prayer runs alongside our sinful human nature, whereby we don't simply forget to pray. Sometimes we're convinced that prayer won't do any good. As Dr. Luther said concerning the Lord's Prayer, "Indeed, the human heart is by nature so hopeless that it always flees from God and imagines that he does not wish or desire our prayer, because we are sinners and have earned nothing but wrath." But in his own fatherly exhortation to every father, Luther lovingly encourages all by saying, "There is no nobler prayer to be found upon earth, because it has this excellent testimony that God loves to hear it." So keep on praying. God loves to hear and answer your prayers. You're listening to Faith That Functions with me, Pastor Gordon Naumann. We'll take a break now, and when we come back, we will continue with more on what it is for God to answer prayer. He, in fact, answers every prayer. Maybe more often than not, his answer is no. But that doesn't mean we should stop praying. It means that maybe we need to start thinking more about the right way to pray. Not so that we can ultimately get what we want, but that we know we are getting what we need. In other words, "Lord, your will be done in my life." Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. I am Pastor Gordon Naumann, and this is Faith That Functions.
If you like what you're listening to, then let your contacts know about Lutheran Radio UK. Use the Spread the Word function on our website, lutheranradio.co.uk, and tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Alternatively, you can write the emails of your contacts in the Tell a Friend field at the bottom of our main page, and we'll send them a personalized invitation to listen. Help us to proclaim the good news of Christ by telling others about Lutheran Radio UK. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, and we will keep you right up to date about our programs.
Let's find out why people go to Bible studies.
They really help me to understand what the passage is all about.
To understand all that the passages mean.
Being with other people and discussing various verses.
Because it gives me a chance to get deeper into God's Word and to think out what I really believe.
Pastor, why are Bible studies important?
Bible study is so important because we go to God's Word because He speaks to us through it.
Through the study of the Bible, God provides comfort and guidance for life. Go to Lutheran.co.uk to find a Lutheran church that is closest to you and join your local Lutheran Bible study group.
Bible study, great food, great fellowship, and you even get to learn a little bit about God.
Find comfort and joy in Songs of Hope.
Read and explore the scriptures with me every Thursday here on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. Weekly reflections on the Psalms with Denise Seaman. Go to LutheranRadio.co.uk for times and podcasts.
You are listening to Lutheran Radio UK, all about Christ and to all God's people.
Before the break, we were talking about the right way to pray. Jesus gives us the perfect example, the Lord's Prayer. He doesn't just tell us to pray often. He tells us how to pray, and he gives us, therefore, the right perspective about prayer. It's not about what we want, but about continuing to pray for what God wants, and if we pray that, then usually half the battle is won, and God's will is done. If you, the listener, have any questions or comments, send in an email to us at info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Back to the message. Whenever we hear the term father, it is, or at least may be, tainted by the image of earthly fathers. Possibly your own father has been cruel, harsh in punishment, unfair in treatment. An earthly father may have been absent, uncaring, or at the very least sinful in many different ways. You may also have had a kind, decent father, one who cared for you, loved you, gave you many fine gifts, and took care of you, even though still sinful in many respects. Those images will affect what we think about God as our Father at times, and therefore may add to the equation of whether or not we pray. Jesus addresses this matter directly by saying in our text, "What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion?" The grammar reveals to us the expected answer. Why, no normal human father would do such a thing. That would be harmful, be deceptive trickery. Most human fathers would not hurt their own children this way or be so cruel. We might paraphrase the words of Jesus in today's terminology by saying, if your child asks you for some meat, would you hand over a piece of shoe leather? If your daughter asks for some milk to drink, would you give her a glass of foamy insect killer? Of course not. Each of those is a mean and cruel deception. It's just not normal. Even sinful human fathers give good gifts, and so it even defies nature. Even if you had a particular abusive father, you cannot picture God in that light. Even someone who grew up with a troubled father knows what a right father is to be, and perhaps one day he will be one. Well, God is that kind of father, but he's not just that kind of father, he is the perfect father. He is therefore prepared to give even more than the best imagined father could give on this earth. So when you pray, your prayers ascend to your heavenly Father. Just as human fathers would not maliciously give stones for bread, scorpions for eggs, snakes for fish, even when the child asks for them, even more certain is the fact that your heavenly Father will not give you what will be harmful to you. Thank our heavenly Father that he doesn't answer some of our prayers, our foolish prayers, to our hurt. For sometimes we do ask for stupid things like snakes and scorpions. Thank God he answers our prayers by saying, no. So then, in this one prayer, not only does God know what is for our good, but he gives us the right words to pray for it. He's happy to pour out his Spirit, for example, on those who ask for him. He's happy to answer yes to those prayers which seek renewing faith and new life in him and salvation. And yes can also come in the form of not yet. Wait patiently and continue to pray, for your heavenly Father is still the giver of every good gift. Why keep on praying? Because you are his precious child by faith in Christ Jesus. It's the work of the Holy Spirit to give you this faith in the waters of baptism connected to his word. It's the work of the Holy Spirit to teach you that you have been buried by your baptism into the death of Jesus and raised again to newness of life. The Holy Spirit teaches you here that you have the privilege of coming to your heavenly Father in prayer as a dear child comes to their loving Father. This story is told of Abraham Lincoln as he served as President of the United States. He had one standing rule about access to his office. While others had to knock and be admitted, his son, Tad, could come in any time, about any concern. The president would drop everything, stop any conversation, devote his time and attention to Tad, his son. He was his precious child. So it is with you, dear Christian. You are God's very own child through faith in Christ Jesus, through the perfect Son of God, by what he did for you on the cross. Even you are considered God's own perfect child, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. That means his office, or heaven, is open 24 hours a day for you. You may enter and be heard at any time, for you are his precious child. Again, Dr. Luther wrote, For whatever a godly Christian prays, "Dear Father, let your will be done," God speaks from on high and says, "Yes, dear child, it shall be so, in spite of the devil and all the world." John's first letter gives you that same assurance, and this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we ask of him. Why bother to pray? We keep on praying because Jesus taught us to pray, because God loves to hear and answer prayer, because God is the Heavenly Father who loves to give us much more than we ask or expect, even the Holy Spirit. And we pray because we are now his own precious children by faith in Christ Jesus. So, dear believer, keep on praying and praying. God loves to answer prayer. In the name of Jesus, amen. You've been listening to Faith That Functions. The podcast of this program, as well as previous episodes, are available for download from our website, lutheranradio.co.uk. My name is Pastor Gordon Allman. I serve a lovely congregation in Cardiff, Wales, and you can find us at stdavidcardiff.webs.com. Thank you for listening. If you want to hear more, then tune in next week as we again delve into the richness of God's Word in the next episode of Faith That Functions, where we will again find out what the text meant for the audience of its time, who Jesus was speaking to, and what it means for us today. Let us discover together again the wisdom of Scripture. God bless you, and I look forward to speaking to you soon on Lutheran Radio UK.
Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Check our program times online at lutheranradio.co.uk and stay tuned. All of our programs are broadcast on Greenwich Mean Time. Look up our website for the times in your region.